Dalla had appointed Sewell Deccan, a famous, some would say infamous, Chagrian lawyer, who had a reputation for going after a case the way a Kowakian monkey lizard went after a bad joke. Known for being a stickler for doing things by the book and adhering to the letter of the law, Deccan was a good choice as far as Dorvin was concerned. Tahiri would need someone equally powerful in order for the trial to do what a trial should do: look at the evidence impartially and make a decision, not based on anyone's need for a particular outcome. Not even Natasi Dalla's. And fortuitously enough, it was Dalla herself who had given Dorvin the perfect opening.
"The case against her is quite strong, and Deccan will do a fine job," Dorvin said. "That being so, ma'am, I wonder if you see the real opportunity here."
Her red brows came together in a frown.
"Explain."
Dorvin leaned back in his chair, folding his hands across the data pad, and looked the chief of state right in the eye.
"You've just stated that Tahiri is certain to lose this case. Barring unforeseen developments, and frankly, ma'am, with you, the chance of anything being unforeseen would be extremely rare indeed, I agree. This certainly gives you the chance to spin this to the GA's advantage."
"Go on."
Dalla's green eyes were fixed on his, even as she reached for her cup and took a sip of caff.
"My recommendation to you would be to abolish the Special Jedi Court. Let Tahiri be tried, and as everyone, including Vela and her attorney, must know, most likely be convicted in the same court as anyone else. It would demonstrate that while the Jedi get no special privileges, neither do they have special handicaps."
The piercing eyes narrowed.
"Not you too."
Dorvin blinked, which for him was demonstrating a great deal of surprise.
"I beg your pardon?
Head of State Fell has been after me to do that exact thing."
Dalla sighed and stared irritably at her calf for a moment. When she did not immediately continue, indicating she was willing to listen, Dorvin went on.
"Unfortunately, the incident with former Judge Lortelli did harm us in one court, that of public opinion."
Dalla almost, but not quite, winced. It was a sore spot with her. Judge Arabelle Lortelli had been appointed as the chief judge of Dalla's special Jedi court. Dorvin disliked using the word corrupt, but Lortelli was certainly eager to do all she could to appease the woman who had given her the job. Such eagerness usually did not go hand in hand with a strong sense of will, and the Jedi had taken advantage of it. No one knew for sure if they had used the infamous Jedi mind trick on Lortelli, or if they had just managed to sweet-talk her, but the end result was the same. It had been Dalla appointee, Judge Arabelle Lortelli, who had signed the writ permitting Corrin and Mirax Horn to visit their children at the Palom Grazier office tower. What had transpired had not quite been a public relations disaster, but it certainly complicated Windorvin's day. Brandishing the writ, and with a pack of voracious newshounds, including the ubiquitous and despised Javis Tyr, capturing every moment, Jaina Solo and several other Jedi had entered the building demanding to see Valen and Gisela Horn. The two Horn siblings had indeed been found, hanging like wall art in the executive offices of one Colonel Ruck Reddick, a Yakka who was in command of the facility that amounted to a not-so-secret secret prison. An outraged Mirax had punched the Yakka. Dalla had been forced to do some instant backpedaling, and subsequently, and publicly, had dismissed Lortelli. Since that time, her position had remained vacant, and the Special Jedi Court had been inactive.
"The timing is excellent," said Dorvin. "It's been technically inoperative since the incident anyway. Having this trial take place within the regular court system would place you above any hint of scandal, even make you look sympathetic. To my mind, ma'am, there's no downside. Either Tahiri will be found guilty and thus be subject to what the law decrees as proper punishment, or in the unlikely case that she is found not guilty, both you and the GA will come out looking like you have done the right thing, accepting this particular defeat with grace and aplomb."